You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey folks, so while the Lakers' playoff run seems to be coming to an unceremonious end soon, there's still a lot of NBA playoff basketball to be played. And with Autograph, you can still take advantage of your basketball/Lakers fandom. On the Autograph app, all of your favorite sports content, sports articles, videos, podcasts, including yours truly, can be found in one place. And the more you read, listen, like, comment, and engage with this content, like you normally do, the more fans coins you'll earn, which you can then parlay into some pretty sweet sports prizes like $24 playoff tickets or $2 signed jerseys. The Lakers have one game left against the Denver Nuggets on Saturday, and if the Lakers somehow win that game, Autograph will be dropping $10 Chick-fil-A gift cards on their app to claim after the game is over. Also, throughout the NBA playoffs, Autograph will continue to drop awesome rewards for fans, including 25% off Lakers merchandise. So all you need to do is download the Autograph app, check the description box of this episode, click the link, use the code LITLEGACY. All you need to do is sign up, create an account, and start fandoming away. Make sure to check the rewards tab to see all of the cool rewards Autograph will continue to drop throughout the NBA playoffs this year. And yeah, get rewarded for your fandom today on Autograph. All right, welcome everybody to the Lakers Legacy Podcast, where Lakers Nuggets Game 3, same, no difference. Okay, well, there is one difference. The Lakers are down 0-3 to the Nuggets in the first round this year instead of the Western Conference Finals last year. But apart from that, it is the same sad, depressing deja vu film over and over again. And after 11 straight losses in the last 2 years, you can only really come away with one conclusion. The Denver Nuggets are the vastly superior team, and the Lakers just don't have enough answers in so many areas to even be a minor nuisance to them. So tip of the cap to the Denver Nuggets. I'm your host, Jonathan Hernandez, and today I am podding solo because my co-host, Tommy, wanted to rightfully preserve his mental health. Honestly, I'm only doing this pod because I needed a personal outlet, so this episode is going to be very stream of consciousness all over the place. And if you happen to be listening to this episode as a Lakers fan, what are you doing? You should also preserve your mental health. Stay off of X. Don't listen to any other Lakers podcast. Just turn it all off. But since you're here anyways, I guess you can listen to me vent. So yeah, I've got nothing for you guys. Last night's game against the Nuggets, in front of an amped LA crowd that was just looking for any reason to get excited and embrace their home team, last night's game and the way it all unfolded, while it still followed the same script, while it was still unsurprising, that's the type of game that honestly makes me question my love for basketball. That's the type of game that legitimately makes me question whether I want to watch Saturday's Game 4 altogether or whether I should just skip it and enjoy my Saturday night with my fiancé. It's all just too depressing, and with X and Twitter and all of the fights going on social media, it can be all too much at the end of the day. So, I don't know. I guess the outline for today's show is that I'll talk briefly about last night's game. I don't know if anybody actually wants to talk about last night's game, but I'll touch on it. And then I know you guys will want to hear from me with regards to D'Angelo Russell, because this is the D'Angelo Russell podcast after all. So yeah, I'll also talk about D'Angelo's performance last night, or lack thereof. So game three, it was unfortunately the same old story. The Lakers did come out guns blazing, and for a good 2 or 3 minutes, Lakers fans had hope. The Lakers forced several turnovers right out the gate. They were running in transition. They were dunking all over the place. Rui Hachimura slammed down his first bucket. Lakers were up a quick 8-0. And then, as has so often happened in this series, that lead eventually gets snuffed out in the second quarter. And by the third quarter, the Nuggets just totally run away from it. And the Lakers are once again demoralized and on their knees. AD only has 2 points in the fourth. Rui Hachimura is a no-show. Austin Reaves is a no-show for three quarters before the last 5 minutes of the fourth, when he really left it out all on the court. D'Angelo Russell was just in the upside down the entire game and was nowhere to be found, although you could find him on his phone sitting away from the rest of the team during a timeout, which was a terribly bad look. But yeah, that was kind of the tale of the game again. I feel like game two, the manner and way in which the Lakers lost that game, having led by 20 points and them eventually relinquishing that lead to lose to a buzzer beater from Jamal Murray, I think that was too much of a gut punch mentally for this team to rebound from. I don't think that they would have won the series either way, but just the way that that game unfolded, you knew that if and when Denver punched back, the Lakers would just lay down and die, because on the court, they just don't have the right personnel. They don't have the athletes. They don't have the rebounders. They don't have the physical players. They are leaning on a 39-year-old LeBron who just doesn't have the juice to box out on every play, you know? So, yeah, I mean, there's not much to say about last night's game that you haven't already thought about or seen or heard. Everyone deserves share in the blame pie here. Darvin Ham for not taking accountability for his actions the entire season, the entire series, him getting into a little media tiff with AD prior to the game, on the court, not playing Hayes a single minute, playing Prince, Gabe, Spencer, and going small. You already know the gist. Darvin Ham deserves blame. LeBron James deserves blame for not boxing out, not rebounding, and allowing Aaron Gordon to roam the baseline for easy buckets, and allowing Aaron Gordon to have the game of his life in general. But he's also 39 years old, so what do you expect? You can blame D'Angelo Russell, obviously, for not showing up. 0 of 6 from three-point land, 0 of 7 from the field. That's the D'Angelo Russell story, right? Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. One night, he gets you a career-high 7 3-pointers in the playoffs. The next night, he can't hit a single 3-pointer, and it was so disappointing. More on him in a second. Then there's Rui Hachimura. I mean, he had that first really nice dunk in semi-transition to start the game, but you didn't hear from him ever again, and you know that Rui is in his head when he's missing his free throws. He missed 2 free throws in a row in the second half, and yeah, just an unfortunate ending to the Black Samurai here. Austin Reaves deserves blame for, again, not really turning up until the last 5 minutes of the game when the game was effectively over. AD was stellar on both ends for much of the game, for much of this series, but even he deserves some blame for not demanding the ball more in the second half and somehow always being phased out of fourth quarters. So everyone deserves a piece of the blame pie here. And I know no one wants to hear about the caveats or excuses or nuances regarding this series and this team, but it is just the sad truth that the Denver Nuggets are the exact team that brings out the worst in every single one of the Lakers' players, coaches, and personnel, because the Nuggets are that well coached and that cohesive of a team. And the Lakers just ran into a buzzsaw that exposed all of their weaknesses and worst deficiencies. It sucks, but at least we know exactly where the Lakers stand. It's unfortunate that they did not have Christian Wood and Jared Vanderbilt healthy for the start of this playoffs. It's unfortunate that Gabe Vincent didn't have enough ramp-up time to be an integral part of this team. It's unfortunate that Max Christie didn't play a single meaningful second in this series, but this is kind of where we find ourselves at the end of the season, and yeah, no one feels good about this, because the Lakers' outlook with regards to upgrading and improving this team does not look good. It looks very bleak, actually. LeBron James is going to be 40 next year, and you have to build your reality around that fact, and it feels like the Lakers are swimming around in no man's land deja vu limbo. We're going to continue to spiral and repeat the same mistakes over and over again, but just in different brush strokes every offseason. And it feels like we are chasing our tails. It feels like we're just chasing our tails ever since the championship season and the season after that, when we overreacted and got rid of all of our depth, traded for Russell Westbrook. We just have not been able to rebound from that pivotal moment. And yeah, here we are. But yeah, at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of time for us to dissect all the things that went wrong from top to bottom this offseason. And right now, it's just demoralizing to lose in this fashion again. It's demoralizing to be 0-11 against this Denver Nuggets team and watch the Lakers be so helpless, to see LeBron James and Anthony Davis's legacies go down in this fashion, them giving it their all, but at the same time, us also seeing their very real, tangible limitations as a 31-year-old big man who still needs to be set up and has gotten beat up the entire season, and a 39-year-old LeBron James who, while he's still achieving all of these tremendous feats, just can't do it on both ends for a full 48 minutes like he used to be able to do. And how do you go about rebuilding a team from that standpoint, you know? So it's struggle bus all the way around, and I don't have any answers. I think two things can be true about this season. One, it can be true that Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, and D'Angelo Russell all had tremendous regular seasons, had career highs in several different areas. They showed flashes of their growth when the team started all three of them together alongside LeBron James and Anthony Davis. They were a top four seed and team in the West. That can be true. But on the other hand, it can also be true that they absolutely wet the bed this playoffs and they weren't able to meet the moment against, unfortunately, the worst opponent they could possibly face in the Denver Nuggets. Could they have been better against the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Minnesota Timberwolves? Sure. But against this Denver Nuggets team, the other guys unfortunately cratered and they were not able to support and uplift LeBron James the way that they did in the regular season. And now the front office is going to have to assess that and figure out what they're going to do to support their aging superstars. So yeah, it's not great. And the fact that the Lakers whiffed on their 2023 NBA draft, it just sets us back even further with regards to how we move forward, trying to rebuild this thing on the fly and contend on the fly if that's what we end up doing. So yeah, it's bleak. It is doom and gloom. I'm sure once we let a couple days pass and Tommy and I are able to sit down and let the dust settle a little, we'll have a more cool, calm, collected take on how to move forward with this team and this franchise. But emotions are high right now. I'm probably going to say things that I don't actually mean or believe, but again, what can you do in this situation? And I'm sure a lot of fans are feeling that way as well. So, you know, I've been rambling a lot. Why don't we take it to break? When we return, yeah, I'll talk about D'Angelo Russell.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so we are back. So before I talk about D'Angelo Russell, who wants to hear me talk about D'Angelo Russell? That's so depressing. But before I do, I wanted to really quickly tell you guys about our partners, Autograph. On the Autograph app, all of your favorite sports content, articles, videos, podcasts, including yours truly, can all be found in one place. The more you read, listen, like, comment, and engage in that content, the more fans coins you'll earn, which you can then parlay into some pretty sweet rewards and prizes that Autograph will continue to dole out and drop throughout the NBA playoffs. Some of the rewards that they've dropped include 2 Lakers playoff tickets, $24 a piece to Game 3 versus the Nuggets. Sorry to those fans who had to be there last night, but at least they were only $24 tickets. They've also given out $2 autographed signed jerseys. And right now, one of their claimable prizes is a 25% discount on Lakers merch. So all you have to do is download the Autograph app, click the link in our episode description, use code LITLEGACY, just create an account and start liking comments, start liking articles, listening to podcasts like you typically do. Get rewarded with coins and then check the rewards section periodically because, yeah, that's where you can get 25% off Lakers merchandise. So download the Autograph app and get rewarded for your fandom today. All right, so D'Lo, emphasis on the O, emphasis on the zero. Just what a flame out last night. I know all of his doubters and skeptics will say, I told you so, but I personally held out hope for his redemption. And up until this point, with every setback that D'Angelo Russell has faced, he has been able to redeem himself. But look, I'll keep it a buck. I guess I was wrong. All of those who doubted him, you guys were right. Now, obviously, that's not 100% true. There are nuances to those types of blanket statements and extremes. But given the context of the situation that Lakers fans are in right now, where our emotions are extremely high and no one's trying to rationalize situations right now, especially with the legacy of LeBron James, especially with LeBron James' legacy on the line, no one wants to hear about those nuances, those contexts, the reasons why D'Angelo Russell was disappointed and wasn't able to get into a rhythm. No, we're throwing all that to the side. All that matters at the end of the day right now is D'Angelo Russell disappointed again when the Lakers needed him the most. Has he come up big in certain scenarios when the Lakers needed him throughout the season? Yes, of course he did. But did he faceplant in the most aggressive way when the Lakers truly needed him in Game 3? Also yes. And fair or unfair, that is what fans will remember the most. That is what LeBron James will remember the most. And that is what the front office will remember the most this offseason. And just what a disappointing no-show of a game from D'Angelo Russell. As I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, the last two games are a true encapsulation of what's been so frustrating about him for so many fans, you know? You got the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde bipolar nature of D'Angelo Russell, where you can get a 23-point, 7-3-pointer game where he just has the utmost confidence one night, and then the next night, his confidence can be so cratered that he goes 0 of 6, 0 of 7, and isn't able to meet the level of competition both from a mental and physical standpoint. Now, D'Angelo Russell isn't an all-star. He's only getting paid $17 million. He has his deficiencies and limitations, yes, to all of those things, but the biggest come away from this series, again, fair or unfair, is that, yeah, D'Angelo Russell cannot be a starting point guard for a playoff team when he can have nights like this where he literally puts up an offer. Is he a good regular season starting point guard? Do all the metrics lend itself to that fact? Yes, but this is the reality of being on a LeBron James, Anthony Davis team where you don't get the usage that you're typically accustomed to getting. You just have to adapt to it. And for much of the season, D'Angelo Russell did a good job adapting to that. But in the playoffs, and unfortunately against the Denver Nuggets, he fell flat on his face again. Now, the D'Angelo Russell fans who have followed this podcast and our account on Twitter probably want me to better contextualize his game last night. And I will use the same phrase that I have been using the entire episode. Two things can be true. It can be true that D'Angelo Russell wasn't in a rhythm in last night's game. He took his first shot in under 8 minutes in the first. He only had 7 shots in total. And 2 or 3 of those came late in the fourth when he randomly got inserted back in to try and cut the Nuggets lead. He only had 3 minutes in the fourth. So what did Darvin Ham expect him to do? Like just bail him out with 3 threes all of a sudden? Probably. So that's definitely true. D'Angelo Russell wasn't in a rhythm all night. But it is also true that coming up with an offer in the Lakers' most important game of the season, regardless of context and situation, after puffing your chest out for hitting them bitches in game 2, and then being caught on the bench looking at your phone during a timeout, that's just unacceptable and a terrible look. So both things can be true, and that second point, that second truth, is the thing that fans, LeBron James, and the front office are going to remember the most, fair or unfair. And you guys know me. I am one of D'Angelo Russell's most ardent defenders. The start of our podcast coincided with him being drafted as a rookie, so that probably comes from somewhere, obviously. But I'll be the first to say that after that performance last night, it just left such a bitter taste in my mouth after defending him for so long this season that you just can't flame out in that way. D'Angelo Russell knows that for himself. I'm sure he's very embarrassed. Maybe him looking at his phone was a way for him to cope in that moment of just absolutely cratering. But yeah, if we look at D'Angelo Russell's entire season, again, two things can be true. It can be true that D'Angelo Russell showed improvements and progress this year, but it can also be true that it just wasn't enough come playoff time, even with all those improvements. Two things can be true. It's true that D'Angelo Russell had a tremendous regular season. He had a career high in three-point percentage. He shot down a lot of the tired narratives that people had of him, being a meaningless stats player, only coming up big against bad teams. He had a great career regular season. He even rebounded in the play-in game. He was the hero of the Pelicans game. People probably have already forgotten that. He even rebounded against Denver in Game 2. He had his best three-point shooting game of the playoffs against the Denver Nuggets. All those things can be true. But it is also true that In the game that mattered the most for the Lakers, he fell flat on his face, and then the floor caved in on him, and he fell a couple stories further down from there. And the optics surrounding the game of him on the bench, catatonic on his phone, it's just not a good look, and that is going to be the lasting impression, unfortunately, of D'Angelo Russell. Even if he puts up 30 points in game four, he's only going to be feeding further into the narrative that fans have of him of being a guy who only shows up when it no longer matters. And unfortunately for D'Angelo Russell, it may just be too late. Now, if the Lakers miraculously come back from this series to become the first NBA team to come back from 0-3 and D'Angelo Russell is a big part of that, that is the only scenario I see where D'Angelo Russell can fully absolve himself and beat the allegations. But barring that 1% chance, unfortunately, I think we've seen D'Angelo Russell's last game as a Laker. And it sucks, you know, as someone who supported him this entire season. And it's disappointing because, again, he had shown so much growth this season. I admired his moxie and the way that he continually spit in the face of adversity when he was knocked down, because he is not a perfect player. He has clear physical limitations. And in spite of that, he tried to do the best that he could given his physical context. And for much of the season, it worked out for him. But it didn't work out for him in the most important game for the Lakers season. And again, that is all that matters, fair or unfair. And right now, his future with the Lakers, or maybe in the league in general, it looks pretty bad. You know, the best thing that D'Angelo Russell can do at this point for the Lakers' sake is to opt into his player option of about $18 million so that the Lakers have an expiring $18 million to work with. But I think at this point, D'Angelo Russell will want control over wherever he goes, whichever team he ends up landing on. I think he is going to opt out, and Windhorse even said so in his latest podcast. I think D'Angelo Russell is going to opt out, even if that means he takes less money, like the full mid-level of $12 million, because one, he will want to choose his next destination. And then two, I honestly think he's rightfully so embarrassed and about last night's game and this entire season in general and how it ended up turning out, that I think he needs to remove himself from this situation, get himself away from the bad juju and start afresh, you know? I feel bad for him. I feel bad for his family. I mean, at the end of the day, we are all humans. This stuff happens. We fall short of expectations all the time. But clearly, you know, taking the emotions out of it, he just can't be a starting point guard in the playoffs, it seems. And even if D'Angelo Russell opts out and is willing to return to the Lakers on a new deal, I don't think the Lakers can or will re-sign him after that performance. And I don't think LeBron James would want him back after that performance. In a lot of ways, D'Angelo Russell's story arc is kind of following the same story as Dennis Schroeder, who was the last Lakers starting point guard to throw up an offer in the playoffs. He did it in Game 6, elimination game against the Phoenix Suns in 2021, in front of a Staples crowd as well. He was 0 for 9 from the field, put up 0 points in the Lakers' most important game of that season, even though Anthony Davis was unavailable because of an injury. And yeah, after that, in the offseason, despite having his bird rights, the Lakers just showed Dennis Schroeder the door. And Schroeder ended up having to settle for the $5 million MLE with the Boston Celtics. Meanwhile, the Lakers ended up executing the Russell Westbrook trade and chose THT over Caruso, so both parties ended up getting screwed in that separation. And unfortunately, I think that's what's going to happen to D'Angelo Russell and the Lakers. D'Angelo Russell will likely have to settle for some version of the MLE, and the Lakers will likely chase for their next third star guy. It's probably going to be better than Russell Westbrook, but will it? It'll likely be Trae Young, something like that. So yeah, the future looks bleak for D'Lo and the Lakers. D'Lo separately, the Lakers separately, both of them together, however way you want to shake it. And yeah, the best thing that can happen now is D'Angelo Russell opting in and giving the Lakers an expiring $18 million to work with. But that seems unlikely, and it's honestly unfortunate given how good of a season he had this regular season and how exciting he was to watch and how much life he brought the Crypto.com Arena crowd on those many nights that he was on heaters. It was one of the silver linings to this season, But it's not how you start, it's how you finish, right? And the finish was not great. The only last thing I'll say about D'Angelo Russell is I know a lot of people are now puffing their chests out on Twitter for saying that I told you so, the Lakers should have traded D'Angelo Russell at the trade deadline. And to those people, I would like to remind everyone that at the trade deadline, nobody wanted to trade for D'Angelo Russell because he had a player option. He was not a true expiring contract. And because of that, teams wanted the Lakers to attach a 2029 first to D'Angelo Russell. That was insane on so many levels, namely because D'Angelo Russell was the third highest points per game player on the Lakers. He was the second highest assists per game player on the Lakers. And to trade that away and attach the 2029 first on top of it, there was just no trade available that would have moved the needle and changed the Lakers' fate this season. And then on top of that, to be out an extra first-round pick, your next best first-round pick, the 2029 first, that just never made any sense. And so I still stand by the fact that even if the Lakers let D'Angelo Russell walk and get nothing for him, that at least the Lakers preserve their 2029 first-round pick. They should not have traded D'Angelo Russell at the trade deadline because there was no deal out there, including your Royce O'Neal and Dorian Finney-Smith deal, that would have changed the Lakers' fate this season. You could even argue that the Lakers wouldn't have even made the playoffs with Royce O'Neal and Dorian Finney-Smith, considering how well they ended the season with D'Angelo Russell and Rui Hachimura. They were like a 20-10 team with those two players. So, thank God that the Lakers were at least able to preserve their 2029 first for future moves this summer. Because can you imagine where we would be if we had Royce O'Neal and Dorian Finney-Smith right now, and we took the Denver Nuggets to, let's say, 6 games and still lost? Would we be feeling any different or more accomplished about this season, knowing that we took the Nuggets to 6 games, but we're now also out a 2029 first-round pick, which limits our ability to get a Trae Young, a Donovan Mitchell, or ancillary pieces on the edges? That would have been the worst-case scenario. So, no, we should not have traded D'Angelo Russell and the 2029 first at the trade deadline. We made our bed. Let's sleep in it. At least we preserved the 2029 first. All right, so I am gonna cut this episode here. I obviously went all over the place, but yeah, it's a disappointing time to be a Lakers fan. We will come back with some renewed hope and vigor at some point, but the best thing I can say to fans right now is preserve your mental health. Stop getting into fights with other people online. I know this is the time to, the only thing that will make us feel better at this point is to say I told you so to people's takes. You're perfectly free to do that on Twitter. That's what X is made for, but yeah, this is also a good time to gain back some of our lives and free time and work on more productive ventures. I hope this podcast episode helped you guys sort your feelings out a little better. If it didn't, I'm sorry. We've got one home game left. The only thing that I ask from the Lakers is that they show some heart and fight and give the Lakers fans something to cheer about. That's a lot of money to be playing for playoff games, you know, like, don't let the lasting memory of this season be 3 straight, or I think it's going to be 4 straight Lakers home losses, because they lost to Minnesota, then they lost to Golden State, they lost to Denver last night. Yeah, you don't want to lose 4 straight home games at Crypto to close your season out in such a, and do so in such a pathetic, wimpy fashion. So, and honestly, yeah, we just have to cherish any and every additional playoff game that LeBron James is able to play. So for that reason alone, I guess let's all tune in and cheer our Lakers on, regardless of how disappointing a season it's been. With that said, I will catch you guys next time. I hope to have Tommy on with me in the next episode. Please follow us on Twitter at Lakers Legacy Pod. Please also rate and review us 5 stars on the Apple Podcast app and give us a 5-star thumb tap on the Spotify app as well. If you want to support us, go to patreon.com/thelakerslegacypodcast. Even $1 helps. I honestly do not know how much longer I can continue doing this podcast in its entirety. I know I've been saying that for a couple of years, but this is the season that may have truly taken its toll on me. And honestly, career-wise, I need to reassess where I funnel my energy into and make sure that's going to more productive ventures. So, sorry this was so depressing, but go Lakers, go. It's been a pleasure covering this team and having fans listen and support us, the few of you who still do. And yeah, enough of the rambling. I will catch you guys next time. See ya.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.